The True False Film Fest is just around the corner, and KBIA has been talking to some of this year's filmmakers in a series called True False Conversations. I'm Michaela Tucker. Located just north of Mexico City, Tultepec hosts the National Pyrotechnic Festival each year. The festival, which attracts more than 100,000 visitors, showcases the production and use of fireworks. In Brimstone and Glory, Victor J. Kalevsky brings to life the festival on screen. KBIA's Ana Perez spoke with him about the Mexican pyrotechnics show that captured his eye.
How long did it take to make the film?
It was a long process that started in 2012. In 2012 was that moment that I had with this artist who told me about the place. And it was in the end of the year when I did my first research trip, but it wasn't until 2014, February, where we actually got the money for that first leg. And then we filmed in 2014, and we edited the rest of the year. And then 2015, another round of shooting, we edited, after that. And then when we realized we needed a couple of shots more, we decided to do a pickup shoot, a smaller shoot, in 2016 again. So the whole process from the idea to finally finishing just like 2 weeks ago or 1 week ago was basically, almost 5 years. Yeah, 5 years of making this film. That's how long it took.
Where did the title Brimstone and Glory come from?
And brimstone is one of the ingredients of the gunpowder that they're making. And it's that ingredients that has this very particular smell of burned fireworks. So, our movie being this like experience kind of film, I thought that like suggesting something that has to do with this, with a sense of smelling, was just a great sounding title that we all agreed on.
Why decide to tell the story of the Mexican pyrotechnic show now?
The story that we wanted to tell is to create the experience of what it feels like to be there. So our idea was to really try to make the audience feel like they have been to the place, and trying to make them feel like, they're standing next to people that are mixing gunpowder, and that to feel that danger of maybe something just exploding in the next moment. And, of course, it's not the classic way of telling a story. We were really trying to go for all the senses, for what it sounds like, what it looks like, what it feels like. Yeah, we were just all mind blown by the place and by the idea of this place and the firework making and the whole festival idea. We're just happy to offer maybe a slightly different image of what Mexico is. I feel like in the media, most of the time when we hear or read about Mexico, it's about, the drug thing and the cartels. And with this film, I think we're just offering a different perspective, and we're focusing on something very different that maybe you don't see normally.
What was your favorite part about making the film?
My favorite part about making the film is collaborating with my friends, collaborating and going on an adventure. Not really knowing what we're in for or what the result of the film will actually be, but just going to this place, having an open heart, having open eyes, and getting accustomed in the place and making friends and hanging out and finding those stories was just the best.
That was KBIA's Ana Perez speaking with Brimstone and Glory director Victor J. Kovleski. To find all of our True False conversations, go to kbia.org. I'm Michaela Tucker.